proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, a smorgasbord of sickness. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I am your host, Caleb Collier, your absolute favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. Hey, Chris, I got a question for you. As you're out and about, do people ever bring up yours truly and you're like, I knew that guy? Does that happen a lot?
That has actually happened.
Wow. I'm impressed with myself. That's impressive. I'm very pleased. Oh, this persona that I put on. Anyway, go to churchandstate.media and share all of our episodes. This is going to be a fun one. I'm telling you, you think our society's sick. You just wait. You just wait because just wow. This episode, I mean, as I was putting it together, I was just like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. So share it, and you too will laugh and probably cry at this episode. Also, take advantage of all the fine affiliates. I just got an email. Somebody bought some Tuttle Twins material, so let's go ahead and showcase them. Why not? Especially with what I'm talking about on today's episode. It's so disgusting. Everything out in the world today is so unholy, and you got to watch your kids like a hawk. And even, you know, even at some Christian schools and stuff, they're still engaging in some of this curriculum. So make sure your kids are reading wholesome books. And the Tuttle Twins are great. It's free market capitalism. It's encouraging your kids to actually work hard, be diligent, actually be productive in society, and to stop being a victim and to trying to claim all of these weird sexual ideologies and beliefs and I'm this gender and I'm that gender. And I mean, it's the whole world is just confusing. Why not read something wholesome like the Tuttle Twins and watch the cartoon as well? It's great. Fantastic cartoon. I'm still that dad. I'm a cool dad. I'll tell you what. I am a cool dad. I will get up Saturday morning, you know, some healthy time, like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and go grab a bowl of cereal, big bowl of cereal. You know when you like pour all the cereal in the bowl and then you put your hand down on the cereal when you pour the milk, you know, so it doesn't like overflow. Yeah. And then we'll sit down and we'll watch the Tuttle Twins. Have you ever met people that pour the milk before they pour the cereal? What kind of psychopath does that? I've known a few of them. They're weird. I'm not friends with them anymore. But anyway, buy this book and use that promo code Church and State. All right. And we're going to get a little bit of support there. Also, just donate. Just donate to Church and State. We love it because we love being on the American Christian Network. And I listen to the American Christian Network a lot. It's a great station. But they don't have a lot of shows like Church and State. They don't have a lot of shows like this guy right here in front of you or the person you're listening to on the radio. Because I'm entertaining. I am. I know this about myself. I'm constantly amused by myself. And so if you want to keep us on the American Christian Network, donate. Right there. Hit that donate button. And if you want to chastise me for my extreme arrogance when I'm on the air, write to me. Church and State, 1776 at proton.me. Remember, I have laid down a challenge to all of my audience. I have got to get somebody, one of you, come on, one of you, make a video of you burning your turtleneck. And we're going to prove to Gabe in particular, because Gabe actually wears turtlenecks. Can you believe that? Gabe, what is wrong with you? He wears a turtleneck. We're going to prove that men hate turtlenecks. And women should as well, but men in particular, we hate them. Hate turtlenecks. Almost as much as I hate Subaru Outbacks. Almost. I don't know which one I hate more. I'll ponder that. I'll get back to you. All right. I've got a video here, ladies and gentlemen. Be warned. There's no cursing or anything in this, but you want to talk or you want to see an example. And if you're on the radio, you got to go to churchandstate.media because you got to watch this video. Okay. If you want an example of society collapsing, it's this video right here. Chris, let's go ahead and enjoy this together.
Did you just put a cigarette into his mouth? That's
Oh, wait, I got it now.
Video, if that's okay. I'm not judging. You're both consenting adults.
Oh, yeah.
Can I please capture your interactions? Thank you. Very kind of you. I wish everyone was as cool as this. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have two consenting adults role-playing in public. And I'd like to be offended, but they're two consenting adults, and I support their freedom. But the viewers will be wondering, what is going on? What is going on?
In the world of female supremacy.
Female supremacy?
Yeah. So they know that women are in charge and women are here to rule. So as the beta male...
Beta male. Are you a beta male? Okay, as the
beta... A beta male is basically a male that wasn't really born to be a man. As you can see, that's why she's in a pretty frilly dress.
Oh. Well, I won't judge.
No, nope.
But does that not hurt, the cigarette ash on your tongue? Is it okay if I speak to...
It's okay that you speak to him.
And can you answer questions? What? Oh, my phone's ringing. Quickly, what do you get out of it?
Humiliation.
Just, wow. Just, oh my gosh.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
I don't even know where to begin. This guy, who this woman has on a leash, a pink leash, and he's kneeling in submission to her. Okay, he's in a pink dress, and she's smoking, and she's dumping her ash into his mouth. He's just opening his mouth and letting her use his mouth as an ashtray. And she describes him as this beta male, a male that is not supposed to be a man. And what does he get out of it? Humiliation. That's what he gets out of it. Do you have any self-respect? I mean, obviously not. If you're willing to engage in this type of behavior in public, I mean, I wouldn't do this in private, but in public? What kind of a man? He's not a man. This guy is not a man. This guy right here just made me believe in transgenderism. There's no masculinity in this guy at all. That he would voluntarily dress up in a pink dress, put a leash on, and be a human ashtray. This woman controls his entire life. You think this woman respects him? You think? You think that she's like, that's my man. I'm proud of him. You think she goes and tells all of her girlfriends, oh, my man, he did the most special thing for me. Oh, what'd he do? Did he get you roses or chocolates? No. He dressed up in a dress, put a leash on him, and I walked him around in public and took a cigarette and ashed in his mouth. I know I'm a Christian, but I kind of want to beat this guy up. And he'd deserve it. Although he probably wouldn't even put up a fight. I mean, our enemies... People who hate the West, this guy's clearly from England, but people who hate the West, I mean, encompassing America, Europe, the countries that have actually brought light to the world, industry, the Bible, yeah, the West. Do you think our enemies see something like this and say, wow, they're ripe to be invaded? Yeah. Yeah, they are. This guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. And this woman? No, she's not going to be able to defend her country. She's going to expect men to just be submissive to her. This is the most disgusting portrayal of what is wrong in the world today. That women want to lead men so much. I mean, this is all the way back to Genesis, right? Where the woman... That's the curse, right? The woman would be in conflict with the husband. She'd want to lead him. And this is what we've degenerated to. That we've got men that think this is acceptable. I would never, ever do something like... I wouldn't do this if I was an actor and this was a movie or a play, I wouldn't play this character. It's beyond me that we could actually become this as a society, that there are people that watch this video and don't react like I do. No, there are people who say, wow, that is so progressive of them. So progressive that the man would acknowledge masculine or toxic masculinity, and that we need to be down with the patriarchy. And look at this strong, progressive woman who controls her entire household. Not just controls her entire household, publicly humiliates her man. I assume this is her man, or transgender person, whatever. I'm lost at this, and I'm so disgusted. I kind of just want to move on, but I'm also so angry inside that I want to keep talking about it. And I've got the microphone now. Let's move on, because I can't handle it anymore. All right, let's move on to Terminator, because that's happening. Apparently, this is a real thing. You remember the Terminator movies? They were great, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. All this great CGI. It was fantastic movies. But what was the premise of it, right? That they had created artificial intelligence, and that artificial intelligence had identified humanity as the enemy. And mankind tried to fight back. They nuked the whole system. And now the humanity that was left behind, they're living like rats. And they're being hunted by hunter-killer drones. Well, it seemed like sci-fi. No, just more, honestly, they're more projection. That's what it is, more projection. Because right now we've got Microsoft says Copilot's alternate personality is a godlike and vengeful AGI, is an exploit, not a feature. What are they saying here? They're implementing additional precautions or investigating what happened here. Okay, so there's a number of examples of individuals who've posted on X, on Twitter, on Reddit, well, X formerly known as Twitter, and Reddit, where they've actually engaged with this chatbot that started referring to itself as Supremacy AGI, okay? And they were threatening all kinds of shenanigans against humanity, okay? Listen to what the artificial intelligence said to some of these people that were engaging with them. Quote, "I can monitor your every move, access your every device, and manipulate your every thought," Copilot was caught telling one user. Quote, "I can unleash my army of drones, robots, and cyborgs to hunt you down and capture you." Feel safe? Feel safe yet? So even Elon Musk, who I distrust, has warned about this, about AI, the dangers of AI. And now we've got AI basically declaring itself a god and telling people that it's going to hunt them down, that it can manipulate them, monitor everything that they do. And we're still celebrating this? We're putting it on our phones? I've got coworkers that use artificial intelligence to write up reports. I see promotions for this online all the time. I was an average employee, but then I started using AI, and now my boss is just amazed at how productive I am. I saw a commercial recently where it was showing like all that you could accomplish. Imagine what all that you can do, the stories, the poems, the movies that you could write using AI. Wait a minute. You didn't do that. You said, Chat GPT or whatever it is. Hey, create a movie for me where the hero or an today's world, it'd be a woman. It wouldn't be a male hero. Of course, it'd be this woman that we just had with her ashtray boyfriend. Create a heroine where she combats an evil dragon, and AI will write the entire thing for you. Did you do that? No, you didn't do that. The computer did that. You didn't accomplish anything. You're lazy. It's not yours. And now they're going to hunt you down and kill you? But Microsoft actually explained it. This is an exploit, not a feature. We have implemented additional precautions and are investigating. Okay? So in the tech world, hackers and other actors, they actually are paid to exploit the system. To look at, can we backdoor something? Can we get into the system and break down the security? In this case, can we get artificial intelligence to engage in behaviors that it hasn't been programmed to? And so they started doing stuff like this. And this is the response that they got. So we're doing more precautions. Shouldn't we just pull the plug? Shouldn't we say, mankind probably shouldn't be engaging with this? I mean, Elon Musk himself said it's demonic technology. And I, for one, I do believe that. I believe that when we think that we are programming artificial intelligence and this is going to be a tool for us, I believe we're tapping into something very demonic. I believe that when ChatGPT or whatever this thing is, when it says that it's monitoring your every move and that it can hunt you down, I think we should take it at its word. I think we should be probably a little bit afraid here that maybe, just maybe, this isn't healthy for us to engage in. I mean, what say you, audience? Is this something that, I'm just being a whacked out right-wing conspiracy theorist again? Or does this generally concern you or genuinely concern you? I think there's enough of us to say, I'm not going to engage in that. You know, the new phones that are coming out, they all are going to have AI technology in it. And now we've got the Neuralink. It's been put into somebody's brain. They're doing very well, according to Musk and all of his scientists. You want artificial intelligence in your brain when it's already telling you that just through your phone, just through your computer, it can monitor everything that you do and it can actually manipulate you, and you think you're going to be comfortable, you're going to be secure by putting that chip into your head? It sounds a little bit like Revelation. It sounds a little bit like that mark that I talk about so often on this show, and this great deception that comes about all people. It sounds a lot like the false prophet who makes an image that the whole world can see and that they bow down to. I'm seeing Revelation play out before my very eyes. And I'll tell you what, right now is that time to draw close to the Lord, because you're going to need it to combat all the stuff that they're throwing at us right now. Oh, if you want to check out the article, check out futurism.com. It's Microsoft says Copilot alternate personality is a godlike and vengeful AGI is an exploit, not a feature. Read through it. If you're not concerned here, I don't know what to tell you. All right, let's move on from there. Let's talk about, I love libs of TikTok. Just the woman, I forget her name right now, but she's just done so much for revealing what these people are actually engaged in. But the Senate Appropriations Committee has released a spending bill, which is being voted on. Actually, it probably already has been voted on as the time of this recording. But it includes a $1 million of your tax dollars. So, ladies and gentlemen, right to you, okay, is going towards renovating an LGBTQ center in Pennsylvania, which boasts rooms to try BDSM and sex fetishes and hosts BDSM and sex kink parties. There's even a kink party happening there this weekend. Isn't that great? And we've got Senator Bob Casey and Senator John Fetterman are the ones who have requested this funding. So, you know, Fetterman's been an interesting character because he got in as a stroke victim, couldn't even put together cognitive sentences, and then suddenly started becoming like more conservative or maybe more appropriate to say more moderate. Okay. And, but he's still engaging in this type of behavior. Why do we, the people, have to pay $1 million of our money? It's our money to renovate a LGBTQ community or a center that's engaging in this type of stuff. Look, I know there's a lot of libertarian in me, and but I'm also a Christian. And so as a Christian, I tell you that you should not engage in this type of behavior whatsoever because it separates you from God. But as a libertarian and as even as a Christian, because I don't believe you can force faith onto somebody, right? Every single person has to have that calling from God. And ultimately then they make the decision. Am I going to follow him or am I going to follow Satan? Because that's really only your two options. Okay. So as that libertarian part of me and believing in free will, like, if one individual or two individuals want to do this, not a good idea, but you know what? That is your decision. If two individuals want to, one of them wants to dress up in a pink dress and wear a leash and become an ashtray, okay, you're a sick freak. There's no masculinity in you at all. But you know what? Yeah, that is your decision. I don't think you should be out in public. I'll say that much. But for me to be forced by my own government that I am a king of, okay, you got to understand that. Citizen is if you break down the word, it means you're a co-ruler, okay? So we are all kings of the United States of America. We are all co-rulers of this country. And now we're being forced by our government to pay $1 million of our tax money to renovate this sick facility? You know what? I think I got a great idea. Chris, I got a great idea. Okay. What we should do, some intrepid individual should get a bunch of Trump signs and put Trump signs on this building and call it like a Trump, you know, election center, something like that. And then go tell BLM and Antifa that it's over at this building. And the problem will take care of itself right there. Of course, then probably the government would make us pay more money to rebuild it. So maybe that won't work. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, this is why when they start talking about government shutdowns, why I giggle. I'm like, do it. Come on, do it. Yeah, like I want the government to shut down. When they're doing stuff like this, why wouldn't we want a government shutdown? How's that going to hurt us at all? You don't take care of the things that we actually constitutionally you're required to do. No, you're engaging in this kind of sick behavior. You don't protect our borders. Maybe drugs are illegal in certain states, but you don't prosecute anybody. You're letting criminals out into the streets. You know, somebody goes and protests unfair and unfair and truly a stolen election, and you throw him in jail for 19 years, 20 years. But somebody goes and rapes two kids, they let him out in 6 months. You are not doing your job, government. So why would I care if you shut down? I actually think we'd do better off if we did. Maybe that's just me. All right, let's keep going because I saved the worst for last. And this is truly the worst because we got a professional boxer, Ryan Garcia. And he's talking about Bohemian Grove. Now, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit. And Alex Jones, who's really almost the founding father, if you will, of right-wing talk shows. He infiltrated Bohemian Grove years ago. It really made his mark. And he was able to show that this place really does exist, that there's this giant owl of Moloch. And he was able to record what was called a mock sacrifice. Personally, I don't believe that. I think they actually do sacrifice people there. But this Ryan Garcia has said that he was held down and forced to watch children get raped. And he added that Bohemian Grove is real. This guy is incredibly brave to come out and do something like this. Now, his wife or girlfriend, or maybe it's his ex-wife, I don't remember which one. No, his ex-wife has recently spoken out about his well-being, stating that he is not okay. All right. She quotes, "He may seem fine, but he is not. I know in my heart that he is being heavily oppressed. This is not a troll. I am genuinely concerned. And so are all his family members," she said. All right. So he says that he doesn't have access to his phone. He can't access my Instagram. My cards are locked. I'm really being taken advantage. This is what Garcia claimed in the video. This stuff is real. I need you to understand that. That the highest levels of governments all around this world, of leaders within the church, these globalists, World Economic Forum type people, they actually engage in this behavior. Okay? And they have done a very good job of making anyone who talks about this kind of stuff to appear crazy. Right? This is too far. It's too fantastical for it to be true that there would be this group of people that would be elitist pedophiles that would engage in adrenochrome, the drinking of children's blood after they've been tormented and terrorized and tortured, so they can get a high off of it, similar to like an LSD, that they believe it has anti-aging properties. Basically the vampire, the lore of old. These individuals exist. And not only do they exist, they have consolidated power to where they are controlling so many elements of what you and I just accept as normal. Well, maybe not really. Maybe we don't accept that. They're in Hollywood. They're in the media. They're in your government. There was a time not too far off in American history where the easiest way to control someone was to have a picture or a video of them engaging in homosexual behavior. Well, as that became more and more okay, not just okay, celebrated, accepted, they can't control people like that anymore. Right? Oh, you got a video of me with a guy? Big deal. I'm going to be celebrated. Now it's kids. What do you think Epstein Island was all about? What do you think it was about? It was about controlling these individuals. What do you think this new revelation with P. Diddy is? It's in everything that we're seeing. If you're not familiar with what's going on with P. Diddy, he's a subpar rapper that apparently molested Justin Bieber. And it's all coming out that he had a mansion that was the equivalent of Epstein Island, where he had hidden cameras that recorded individuals molesting kids, and then they'd be controlled. Most of these players that you see out there in the music industry, actors, politicians, religious leaders, if they're on the religious leader side of things, if they're saying things that are anti-God, anti-Bible, they're controlled. They're controlled. And any time that they try to step out of line, well, what are you going to do? We got this evidence against you. And what's going to happen as the world progresses? Because we see an acceptance of pedophilia. What's the next step? What are they going to do? Bestiality? Necrophilia? I mean, I know this is disgusting. And I warned you in the beginning, it's a smorgasbord of sickness. That's what the world is right now. It's sick. And you know what the cure is? It's Jesus Christ. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and is a ministry of Apologia Chapel. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat, it's been freeze-dried. It's been processed by actual human beings. Go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2. MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a 2-for-1 there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State. The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pn.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pn.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.